There is a Foreign Service officer coming to campus today to talk about how to obtain a career in the Department of State.
Attendees will hear on how to do Foreign Service officer tests successfully, so tips and suggestions on taking the test to become a Foreign Service officer, so that would be like a diplomat for the U.S. government.
Modro says what applicants are tested on.
Applicants would be tested on Foreign Service knowledge, history, what's going on in the world. They need to have a lot of knowledge about foreign cultures. They have to have intellectual skills, interpersonal skills. So it goes beyond just the test. The test is just the beginning step for someone who'd want to be in Foreign Service.
The Experimental Learning and Outreach Director also says what happens after applicants are done with the test.
If someone passes the exam, then they're on some kind of a waiting list. You get points as far as whether they're going to call you if you've served in the military. Those people have a higher point. They get extra points, I guess, is a way to say it. If someone speaks a critical language, so the United States has different languages that they consider critical. And so if someone speaks a critical language, then they achieve more points on their exam. So it's not always written, it's also what you know beyond that test. From there, then if you were selected, then there's a big process that takes place as far as they bring you in for a team interview. You interview with a bunch of people who are also interviewing. They see how you interact with other people. So a lot of it is observing your behavior. They also do different types of psychological exams.
Mohammed Najafian, KVSC News.